Warning. Possible spoilers ahead.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Hello, and welcome to Cinema Siblings. I'm Mitchell.
No, I'm Haley.
Hello.
Mitchell's looking real tired.
I'm not really tired. I just don't know what to do.
I feel you.
Haley's been ruining the routine for so long.
Last Thursday, or whatever. No, was that me? That was
yeah,
me as well.
It's always you.
Well, we tried to do it on what? Friday, you went to sleep.
No.
And then Saturday, you went to sleep.
We watched Archer on Friday.
But I brought everything to do it, and then you're like, sleepy time. And I was like, I guess sleepy time.
It was like 11 o'clock.
So? We could have still done podcasts. And then Saturday, sleepy time for Mitchell, and then Sunday was sleepy time for Haley. We've been very tired, okay?
It's all Haley's fault.
It's not all Haley's fault.
She ruins the routine. They're going out with friends. Anyways, we're Mitchell and Haley, and we go see all the movies.
All the movies, all the time, and then we talk about them.
Basically, that's what you need to know. I ain't got no movie news.
Old movie news or new movie news? Well, D23 happened this weekend.
Yeah.
Eh? To all the Marvel stuff? I don't know. I'm excited. I am thoroughly excited to have Sebastian Stan and Anthony Mackie doing interviews together again because they're the second best pair Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth. I'm just saying. Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth actually had to be separated during the Age of Ultron press tour because they were being too inappropriate.
You're dumb.
I'm not dumb. This is true facts.
I'm not saying you're lying. I'm saying you're dumb.
This is movie news. You should see the picture. They premiered whatever their like teaser trailer is for the first footage of Infinity Wars. And apparently they didn't have chairs for everyone because the entire cast who is at the convention is all sitting on the floor cross-legged like preschoolers looking up at a screen. And that's literally all of them. Like, Robert Downey Jr. is down there with them. Freaking, like, not even, like, the newer guys. It's the top bill actors are just sitting there being like, what? It was kind of cute.
That's what they were like, Haley.
What? Yes, they were. Also, apparently, Anthony Mackie and Sebastian Stan make fun of Tom Holland all the time.
What jerks.
They're not like purposefully, but like just jabs because he's young and he's Spider-Man who wasn't on Captain America's team. So like people were asking them, one of the interviewers was like, so have you seen Spider-Man? And they're like, no, seems like an iTunes sort of movie. Like, yeah, one of those movies you watch with airplanes.
What jerks.
It's so cute. I love it. Anyway, that's my movie news. That's the hype that happened over the weekend.
Did you see that? DC is going to come out with 4 movies in 2020, apparently.
That's ridiculous. That's a lot of movies. Are they coming out like one per season at that point?
I guess.
They can't compete against themselves.
No. I think there was actually like, I don't remember the dates, but one was like May and the other was like July. And then there was Untitled DC Movie and other Untitled DC Movie.
I'm going to say,
I think one was February. Okay. So it's like one every 3 months, basically.
I mean, I guess, yeah, if you're making 4 movies in a year, you gotta. So they'll have the winter movie in February, the start of the summer, the end of the summer, and then a fall movie.
I guess.
I would assume. That's a lot of DC. Not that I'm complaining. That'd be awesome.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, that's true.
See how Justice League does.
I know. I'm real hyped. Even if Joss Whedon's doing the finishing touches. I don't like him touching superhero stuff,
gotta
Mitchell.
Gotta have his hands on all the superhero pies, Haley.
I know, and it's gross, dirty hands, Mitchell. Gross, dirty hands. He makes things greasy.
You're ridiculous.
I'm not ridiculous. It's true. Did you see Age of Ultron? That was a shit show.
Yeah.
It was a shit show.
It was okay.
It was not okay. Everything about it was bad.
I don't know about that.
Everything about it was bad. Beyond the press tour where Chris Evans and Chris Hemsworth were together.
Ridiculous.
On to movie number one.
I think that's about it.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else. I don't think I saw anything.
Mm-mm.
So, you ready? You ready to get down and dirty with these movies that we saw 3 weeks ago?
What was this movie?
This movie will start with Book of Henry.
Did we see that on Friday? Yeah, we did.
Yes, we did. It was the only one that worked with our times.
Or did we see it on... Either way.
No.
This is a dumb movie.
I mean, that was just...
we have had a series of movies we have taken mom to or that mom wanted to go see.
They were all bad movies.
I'm pretty sure she wanted to see this one.
And
all the ones we went and saw with her were bad.
Not been great.
Glad we did not take her to see this.
I feel like we've had like a pretty long line of bad movie experiences. In the past couple weeks, like for this one... one of four movies was pretty good that we're going to talk about.
Mm. Yeah, it's not like this was horrible. It was just dumb.
It was just dumb. Like, it took the woman up until the very end of the movie to be like, maybe I shouldn't be listening to my dead 12-year-old.
He was a genius, Haley.
He was going to murder somebody. Me?
Kind of deserved it.
I mean, he obviously did deserve it, but I think there's better ways to go about it.
By the way, Book of Henry, if you don't know, is about a genius 12-year-old who does his mom's taxes and finances and invests all her money, and all this mom does is fucking play Xbox.
And drink alcohol. She was a horrible mother.
And try to love her sons, and then guilt trip them when they don't do things she likes.
Seriously,
or whatever.
Terrible. Didn't put my phone on silent.
So unprofessional.
We're good
just
now.
Just staying in the podcast.
That's fine.
So unprofessional.
Oh, it's terrible. But, yeah, so he's a genius boy who then has a brain tumor who he doesn't tell anybody about. He's like, oh, I just have really bad headaches. And then it was a brain tumor.
I don't think he knew it was a brain tumor until he went to the hospital.
I don't know. I feel like these are, again, this is, I think this whole movie revolves around this child who thought he was better than everyone else.
He was in denial.
Again, I think if this kid just told his, like, mother about some of this stuff... I mean, not that she was responsible.
She wouldn't have
done
anything.
That's right. They're all fucked. They're all fucked in this movie. She's not a responsible adult. He's a child.
Trying to be
a responsible quote unquote adult. But yeah, their neighbor is a girl living with her stepdad, and she's getting abused and molested by him, and he's trying to.
They never really clarify if it's just.
Abuse or molestation?
Or molestation or both.
Or both. I'm
it
assuming
seems like
it's both.
Yeah.
It seemed implied. I don't know. But anyway, no one's listening to him when he's like, this girl's
happening.
Being abused. And all the adults are like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever. And then
his dad, who's the abusive dad.
Stepdad,
whatever. is like his brother is like child services director or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
So he's got him in his pocket.
No one can touch him.
Because he's a police chief and has family and friends in high places.
That's so fucked up. And I obviously it happens in real life. But it's like, what the shit? That's terrible that people are like, eh, whatever. I'll just let this person, like this kid be abused because... that's my brother, or whatever the fuck.
I don't think that's what it was like. It was just like, oh, I'm not gonna investigate this. My brother's a good guy.
See, but I don't think that's a good... like, that's still ignoring the problem.
Yeah, but it's not like, oh, I know this abuse is going on. I'm just gonna let it slide.
If somebody... difference. But they're not even investigating. It's like literally every adult in this town apparently was essentially warned, like, oh, by the way, I think he might be abusing his daughter, and nobody investigated fully. That's fucked up, because it's like, oh, he's a nice guy, oh, I'm related to him, he can't do this.
All Henry had to do was take videos.
Oh, yeah, I guess that'd be some fucking proof. He had a window right into her window.
And they never shut the blinds.
Right? Nobody ever shuts the blinds or turn the lights off so you can see right into your freaking house. Guys, shut your blinds. Please, for the love of God, when the sun goes down, shut your blinds. Because it's creepy walking down the street or knowing that people can stare right in. And if you look at your house, you can't see outside. Light's blocking you. You just see your reflection. That's a horror movie trope. You're just like, oh, my reflection in this big old glass mirror. And then they shoot outside. Fucking guy in a mask staring right back at you, gonna murder you in about 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
Just saying.
You gotta leave them open, Haley. All that natural light for the cameras.
Nope. Don't need to deal with that. That's dumb.
Even though it's probably on the sound stage and there's no natural light.
But yeah, Henry dies because of brain tumors, and then he leaves directions for his mom to murder this guy.
So that they can take the daughter.
Yeah. Which is
raise
that,
her as their own.
Is that what would have happened? Like, she would have just gotten custody of her easily? I don't know how the whole adoption and fostering system works,
well,
but...
Well, that's why she had to forge the papers saying that she was her
like, the
guardian
after that?
Yeah,
okay.
You remember that? Or she
I
was
do.
All asking about...
I just thought she got rid of them.
She was like, hey, buddy,
yeah,
do you have any plans if you die for your
right?
stepdaughter?
This isn't subtle at all.
Can you give me your signature real quick so I can forge it on those papers?
This is fine. It's all good. But yeah, I really liked, I don't know his name because he's a small little boy that was only in like 2 movies so far.
Which small little boy?
The room boy. The littlest brother with
okay.
the cute
the
little glasses.
Brother.
The only brother. Well, I guess there's 2 brothers, but there's little brother, big brother.
Oh.
Anyway, little brother's adorable. With his cute little glasses and his cute little cheeks.
Haley just loves child actors.
Look, they're adorable, okay? I want to squish them. I want to squish their faces. They're so cute.
The girl from Gifted and the little boy from How to Be a Latin Lover.
So cute. He had the curliest hair.
And then the little girl was in How to Be a Latin Lover.
That's true. Look, children are pretty cute, at least on stage. I mean, some of them are cute in real life.
Apparently, these kids are real good actors nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently. They're getting a lot of roles.
I mean, I guess there wasn't really a problem with any old-timey childhood actors.
I feel like this generation of childhood actors have got their shit together, and they're not going to go all crazy.
Well, no, their parents have
their shit together. That's right. Their parents are not, like, money-obsessed, crazy, like, druggies and alcoholics that want to use their children. They're like, yeah, this is what my kid does. It's cool.
It's because
hopefully.
Everything is on the internet nowadays, Haley.
How does that help? Oh, like... Because they don't want to be seen as those parents.
Yes.
Okay.
If they were, their children would obviously be taken away from them.
True. There
would
be.
At least you would hope.
You would hope. But who knows? According to this movie, it's real hard to take someone's kid away. Unless they then die.
Unless they do things in the street where everybody can see.
In the street? Oh, then, what's his name? Lee Pace was in this movie, and he was just a very tall doctor. I don't ever remember how tall he is, and then he's standing next to someone who is not tall.
He's in a normal movie.
He's in a normal movie, yes, where he's not being king of elves, and he has to be extremely tall compared to dwarfs. And then you're like, oh shit, Lee Pace has got some fucking height on him. He's a very tall man. And he's the only one. He was the only responsible, adult in this movie.
Pretty much.
Like, it's insane. Like, all of a sudden, someone comes and it's like, well, no wonder your son can talk to him better than anyone else because he's the only rational person in his life.
He's a doctor and a responsible adult.
Who went to school and got that degree.
He's not a mom
who
refuses to be a mom.
Seriously.
Except when she wants to love her kids.
Apparently.
And that's it.
But even then...
And then when she gets stressed out, tries to force feed them
sugar.
Dessert 24/7.
This poor child.
So her other child dies of malnutrition.
All this kid wanted at lunchtime was a fruit. He had all sorts of cupcakes and everything in that lunchbox. All he
wanted
was an apple.
Food.
He was like, my blood sugar's real high. I need to calm down.
I'm gonna become diabetic before I'm 10.
This poor kid. He was so sad. There needs to be therapists in this movie. There's grief counseling.
None of that.
Nope.
It's
just
like, oh, your brother died. Go home.
Right? Like, Oh, it was terrible.
Mom didn't even talk to him about it.
No. She's just like, ignore it. Yeah, yeah, denial. Up and down denial. Make as much brownies and cakes as I want. Denial everything else.
Yeah, it was dumb. And it was just a mom made you angry, kind of.
Yeah.
If you had any kind of idea what parents should do.
It was just so irritating to watch her be like, I'm playing video games. And he's like, I'm doing our taxes. Yeah. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
She was the worst.
No, at the end, like, I sort of wanted her to have redeeming qualities at the end of it.
She didn't really.
But she didn't. She just decided not to murder a man. Yeah. And then adopted another child. Like, who knows if that worked out. Did she actually grow responsible? Probably not. Probably not.
She just got a new car. And
new car and had money in the bank because of her dead kid.
Yep. Still wonder if there was some sweet, sweet health insurance on him.
On him?
Yep.
Like, he set it up?
Yeah.
I'm assuming, and there's no one else to set up the health insurance. I mean, I don't know, you got 300K in the bank already, you get that sweet dead boy child health insurance, Mitchell?
What? None of the words you said just made sense. None
I
of
think
it.
They did.
What was the next movie?
Oh, God. This is where it starts going more so down. Well, there's one good redeeming quality, but I think we should save that till after we'd have to talk about this terrible movie,
you
which
mean
was
redeeming movie.
Redeeming, yeah.
Not redeeming quality.
Look, okay, so this movie I need to get out of the way. It's 47 Meters Down.
Oh, yeah.
And it was terrible.
It was
just
best.
Terrible. I hate Mandy Moore so much. I tried so hard, Mitchell. I went into it and I was like, I'm not gonna hate her. You have no reason to hate her besides A Walk to Remember, honestly. And I watched it, and I'm like, you still can't act, and your face is dumb, and I don't like it.
I think everyone's face was dumb in that movie.
It was true. There was only, like, 5 people in that movie. All their faces were dumb.
They were all pretty bad.
The only thing that Mandy Moore has done right, Tangled. But even when she talks too long in her normal voice, I get irritated. I'm just saying, I don't like her.
Ugh.
I don't like her at all.
It was just a dumb movie.
Almost.
Stop trying to make shark movies.
I know. Like, we have Jaws. It's the perfect shark movie. Be done with it.
Deep Blue Sea
also. But Deep Blue Sea got that comedy factor down with the deep, like, the sharks. It was perfect. It was the perfect combination of, like, comedy, action, and sort of, like, that what's the word? Hyper-realistic fantasy, sort of?
What?
Well, like, in the movie, they're like, oh, yeah, we made the shark's brains bigger, because apparently that's what scientists do, and they can swim backwards now.
Well, they were trying to find
cure cancer, right, or something?
No, it was Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. I'm sorry.
Sharks never forget.
To kill. Oh, my gosh. That movie was great, though. So you have Jaws, Deep Blue Sea. Can you think of any other good shark movies?
I guess Jaws 2? After that, it kind of went downhill.
Yeah,
but
I mean...
The other Jaws are still kind of enjoyable.
Because they're Jaws. Jaws.
And also because we watched them as children.
Yes, I have not watched Jaws 3 in a hot minute. You know what gets me? I remember watching Jaws 3 with Brendan once, and we kept a tally. And he got, because it's the one where they go to, like, quote-unquote SeaWorld.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, you count how many animals die, and I count how many humans die, and whoever gets the most wins.
What?
I don't know. It was some stupid thing. I don't think we got
game
anything.
You fucking played.
A small child me. And I thought I was so clever because I had seen this movie before, and I knew more people died than fish. So I think Brendan, by the end of it, was getting real irritated.
What a jerk.
I wanted to win.
Where the hell was I during this?
I don't know.
You're playing your weird games.
I think he got real excited because the opening of that movie is a shark getting, like, bitten in half. And he was like, I won already. And then I was like, oh, don't you worry.
So dumb. What the hell were you doing?
It's just tiny childhood remembering things. It's a very distinct memory, and that's why I remember that movie so much, Jaws 3. It's so weird.
think Jaws 2 is probably the one I've seen the least.
This is true. I honestly, I know they have some of the original cast in it, right? Yeah.
Most of it.
Yeah.
It's just...
But I don't remember it. I remember the ending, and I think that's the big chunk of it, the ending, because they go out, and that's when he gets electrocuted, and that's where they use the... Well, I guess she. Jaws is a shark. She shark. Yeah.
Oh, it's just another shark. It's not like... It's not coming back from the dead, Haley.
I guess.
That's not how Jaws works. It's just another big shark.
I think Jaws is a zombie shark. But that's where they got the ending of the Jaws ride. They mashed the two together. Mm-hmm. And apparently blowing the shark up with a gun didn't work. So they were like, we gotta blow it up a different way. They lose electricity in that movie, right?
Blow it up. They electrocute it.
Ah, and then it fries. But I don't remember the beginning of that movie. I only remember the end and the stupid teenagers and they're trapped on the rocks. The
catamarans.
Yes.
And then he has to hit the thing to make the shark bite it.
Yeah, bam, bam, bam. Yeah, with the sound waves.
That was about it. That's all I remember of that movie as
and
well.
And in the fourth one, I remember it's Revenge of Jaws.
Michael Caine.
Yes. And this lady is crazy because she thinks the shark is out to get her and her family.
Well, I mean, it did...
kill everyone apparently. In the family, apparently.
No, I mean, it did apparently follow them to the Bahamas.
That's true, yes. That would be insane.
Why would there else would there be
if,
a fucking great
if
white...
If you tagged in the Bahamas, if you tagged this shark, and you're noticing throughout the course of your life, there's just, on the horizon line, a fin of a great white shark
someone
just back and forth.
That works.
Pacing in the water, waiting for the perfect moment to strike. You move away from the ocean at that point. You go inland to, like,
not
Idaho?
Not an island.
Not an island, true. I'm thinking landlocked. So, Idaho, right? Nebraska?
Find a way into the lakes.
Dakotas? Yeah, like... Into the lakes. Probably. Honestly, Jaws is smart enough. Probably would.
I always, when I was little, I always thought of Jaws coming up in the tub.
I thought about the pool all the time.
I didn't think about that so much as the tub. Oh. And, like, just shark mouth around the entire tub.
No way. I always thought, like, I was like, if you go deep enough into this water, sharks are in the water, and you can't swim that well over in the deep end. So stay in the shower.
And they had a dream that our house filled up with water and Jaws was in it.
I've had a lot of Jaws dreams. A lot. You got eaten by Jaws like twice in these dreams.
What?
It was very bad dreams.
You probably abandoned me too.
I didn't.
Like you always do.
No, I abandoned Kelly in my dreams.
Oh my god.
I abandoned Kelly in my dreams.
You just abandoned me after I get possessed in real life.
Look, if we're fighting ghosts and your head's spinning around, Mitchell, there's no helping you. After the ghost leaves your body, your spine's broke. I can't help it. None of those possession movies end well for the possessed person. There's always back snapping and death.
They never end well for anyone.
Right? See, look, that's why I leave. You want me to live, don't you?
I want to live too.
I'm sorry. I wouldn't expect you to stay. I would expect you to try. I would try. Again, but as soon as your head starts spinning, I'd be like, I'm out. I'm sorry. Here's some food and rations. I don't know if the demon eats, but I'm going to back away slowly, and you can have the house.
Food and rations.
That's okay. Just how it goes.
We should probably get back to the movie.
47 meters down or
the
whatever.
Horrible movie.
Look, there's not much to say. These stupid girls.
Who, like, the sister guilt trips her sister completely.
To, like,
a sketchy
cage diving
boat.
With great white sharks, with people that they don't know and they've never gone snorkeling before. Or not snorkeling, scuba diving before.
She hasn't. One of them had.
I'm pretty sure neither of them had.
No, she had.
I don't think so.
The guilt trip sister had.
I don't know. But they were terrible. Why would you go into this rickety-ass cage?
She just threw her recent breakup into her face at every chance
right?
she could get.
Like, she was a terrible sister. All this sister wanted to do was, like, relax and drink on the beach.
And all the sister wanted to do was bone down with Mexican dudes and manipulate her sister into doing so.
Right. It was terrible. Just terrible. And then they fucking... No, the sister's dead.
Yeah.
Sister died.
Unless she was somehow saved.
No, that sister's dead. She got eaten by sharks or drowned. And then other sister, Mandy Moore.
Suffocated, more likely.
Suffocate, whatever.
She didn't drown because she had her mask on, unless she decided to take it off.
Just carbon monoxide, right? Carbon dioxide?
Dioxide.
Yeah, that one. But then Mandy Moore just gets the deep down crazies.
The wet willies.
The screaming moist.
Yep.
But she gets rescued in the end.
And stares at her bleeding hand.
Right, like it's all hallucinating. Oh, so pretty. Blah, blah, blah. It was dumb. It was so dumb. Also, we need to talk about, okay, I understand it's a shark movie and you want to make these sharks crazy. Sure, whatever. But if somebody drops into the ocean 47 meters down, they're fucking, like, their eardrums are gone. They are obliterated at the very least. At the very least. There's...
Where's your research, Hayley?
Oh my gosh.
What's your data?
I can tell.
On this.
Because they're down like 2 atmospheres of pressure at that point. Nah. You're dead. You're dead. The human body cannot withstand that. You are scrushed a little bit.
Scrushed.
Scrushed. Scrunched and crushed.
It's going to be our first shirt, Hayley. You are scrushed.
You are scrushed. Get scrushed. 47 meters down, it's crushed.
Email us if you want to see that on a shirt.
Oh my goodness. Movies. So terrible. I don't want shark movies anymore because they're always bad. And it's
it wasn't really a shark movie.
Right, that
the shark
was
like an afterthought. And
that's true.
Them being stuck underwater
was the whole point. And then running out of air constantly. Just constantly.
They got extra tanks.
And then she got crazy. And then the other girl didn't get an extra tank, right? Because one of them was like... I don't know. I feel like I fell asleep halfway through this movie. Because I don't remember these details at all.
No. All right. Basic points.
Uh-huh.
They go 47 meters down. Because the thing breaks.
Yeah, the pulley.
And then the one guy tries to come
That's
and save
right.
them.
Right.
So she gets the extra tank from him. No. Did she get the extra tank from him?
Yeah, I think so. How else did... No, did he drop him?
Oh, they did that too.
Then he didn't get an extra tank. I think they just had...
I don't think they stole the guy's tank.
No, because I think the shark stole him.
I think she did steal it because she had to swim a whole shitload. So she was out of air more.
Okay.
And then he's like, oh no, we're almost out of air again. You gotta send more down. And they dropped tanks down in the water. And then they had to go get them. And the sharks were like, you ain't getting those tanks.
Yum,
I'm gonna
yum,
eat
yum.
You.
Yum, 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 yum. Also, guys, again, like... It irritates me so much because do these people know anything about sharks when they make these shark movies? Or do they just know sharks are big
and scary
with teeth and they swim in the water?
That's it.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
You know what I hate? You know what one of my biggest pet peeves are, Mitchell, with shark movies?
That Michael Phelps doesn't race them enough?
No, I'm very...
That's about to happen, Hayley.
I'm very excited for that. I want to see what they... I just want to see how that works. Because apparently it's an open water swim.
And also, there's no way Michael Phelps is beating a fucking shark.
How do they get the shark to race? The shark doesn't give two shits.
Michael Phelps was born on land. Shark has lived in the water for millions of years.
Who wins? But they always... These sharks are CGI. So you can do whatever you want with these sharks. If you're going to write into your freaking movie that these sharks are he's and they are male sharks, make them a fucking male shark. You can tell. You do.
How can you tell?
Because males have claspers.
You're the only person
who
knows that.
No, I'm not.
You're the only person.
It pisses me off so much. They always make them female sharks and they always call them he or male or whatever. And it pisses me off. Fucking pisses me off so much, Mitchell.
You're the only person who knows that.
I always look. They always have a shot, and I'm
literally,
like, that's not a dude.
The only person who is going to see shark movies that knows that thing.
I hate it.
Because everyone else who knows that thing
are
is
self-respecting
like,
people who don't want to support shark movies.
Yes.
I fucking hate it so much. Oh, because they're so bad. I hate them.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Claspers.
Yeah, no idea. You can say it as many times as you want.
They're little, like, they're essentially the sharks, like,
T-Rex arms.
No, it's like they hang off of underneath them.
I don't care.
Anyway, it's the biggest pet peeve. Honestly.
If any movie executive is listening, stop making shark movies.
stop making shark movies, or at least make them the right gender.
Or make them or good, period. Or have
any research done whatsoever on the ocean, both the ocean and the animals in the ocean. Come on, guys. It's not that hard. You could literally Google Great White Shark and find more information to use than what this movie contained.
And then if you Google 47 meters down, you'll see the word scrunch next to it.
In parentheses. Scrunched. Oh my gosh.
What was the other bad movie we saw?
The other bad one?
Well, you said there was only one good one.
What did you learn at the movies?
Oh, fuck.
So it was. I learned people still don't know how to do shark animations to make sure the gender of the shark is right.
Oh my god.
Still something to this day. All movies piss me off.
Fuck. Oh. I don't know if I learned it, but I guess it reaffirmed that in Florida you can get away with murder if it's
in the right circumstances.
Quote unquote self defense.
Yes. You can get away with a lot of things in Florida if it's self-defense.
Just stand your ground laws.
Mm-hmm. You come to my house, I'm legally allowed to kill you. Fucking crazy. That's insane. Florida's insane. Florida should not be a real state. Florida should be some jungle area.
Jungle area? Jungle.
Like, if you pass the border into Florida, it's like crazy unknown territory. You don't know what's going to happen.
With alligators. And Florida panthers.
Florida panthers, pythons, giant-ass pythons. I know they're not, but we still have them, Mitchell. We got Nile crocodiles now. We got people eating off other people's faces because they're all up on those bath salts and meth.
It only happened once.
It happened twice, Mitchell. It happened twice.
It's not an epidemic.
We're the only state that I'm aware of that has had people so out of their minds that they start eating other people's faces. That's a problem.
I think the second one only happened because they saw it on TV and then in their brain it was like, oh, I gotta eat someone's face, I'm so high.
That's a terrible reasoning, Mitchell.
He's high, Haley.
And then he gets shot like 3 times and he still doesn't go down. He just keeps eating people's faces. It's insane! Florida's insane!
He's on drugs.
It's like a zoo! It's like the world zoo over here, the state.
I don't know about that.
Oh, so creepy. Florida's insane, guys. Don't come here unless you're going to Disney. And that, like, 10-mile square footage is safe.
It's like 5 bad days away from being Mad Max.
Except we don't have deserts.
A bad week away from
We're going to have, instead of cars, it's going to be swamp airboats. Yes. They're going to be decked out.
And alligator skins.
Yes. People are going to have like freaking mud war paint. Like,
and then the leader will have a pet Florida panther.
Probably. Scary as hell.
There's no kind of wolves in Florida, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Maybe we should go grab some coyotes.
Let's not grab coyotes. We have enough issues, okay? Let's not.
We probably have enough feral cats.
We probably have enough feral cats as well. Oh my goodness.
Oh, I can't remember, Haley. It's too far away. You need to come over here and record the podcast more.
What do you think I'm doing right now?
I mean, on a timely manner.
We'll catch up. That's fine. I don't think that's all I really learned at the movies. I also learned that I really hate Mandy Moore still.
Oh, we also learned that our 5th movie in the series is good. It does not hold up.
Look, it holds up for most of them.
No, it doesn't.
We're trying really hard. I still...
Transformers was the one where we could say, like, yeah, it's about 50%. And then it just
Mitchell.
Smashed it.
I still want to hold strong with that theory, okay?
I mean, if you want.
I want to.
It's not a theory. It's more like it's just a thing that sometimes happens.
I enjoy it.
Scientifically, we cannot call that a theory.
I enjoy it, okay? We're not scientists. I can call a theory whatever I want. Okay, bye. Thanks.
Yep. Okay. Tweet at us. Email us. All that stuff.
But that's
at
cool.
At Cinema Siblings. The Siblings at CinemaSiblings.com.
Go support us. And
ask us questions. Yeah. Suggest movies, maybe.
That'd be cool.
Whatever you want. Just let us know you're there.
Out in the big wide yonder.
We want to see your words on the screen. Hell, use whatever online tool to make a Star Wars crawl. We'll read it. That'd be badass.
Just send us Star Wars crawls?
Yeah.
Hello, email. Like, what? We could read them. No, we don't read them. Darn, there's no narrator that reads Star Wars, is there?
No.
Did you ever watch Star Wars movies and you can't read that fast? Did you ever have the issue as a child?
I mean, probably.
I did, and it irritated me so much. And now I take those very seriously whenever I read them. Because I distinctly remember, like, for the first couple times I've ever watched Star Wars, I had no idea what was going on because those crawls went too fast for my little, like, elementary school brain to process. And now I'm like, done, okay.
You need to know, Haley. You just watch the amazing movie.
I mean, obviously they're still good, but I'd like to know the plots. Anyway, that's it. That's my 2 cents.
You know the backstory.
I do.
Well, now you can just watch Rogue One
and you learn it all. Yeah. That's fine. Okay, I'm Haley.
I'm Mitchell.
And stay for the sting.
Stay for the sting.
There was only one good one. The other bad one, Transformers 5, which was so disappointing.
So disappointing.
That movie had so much potential to be good.
We were so looking
we were genuinely
hoping this was good.
We didn't go into it thinking, okay, so the other past movies were pretty not great, but this movie looks good.
We're gonna give this a chance.
Yes, the trailer
looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It could go either way, possibly.
We were hoping.
We're gonna lean towards good.
We were hoping. I was hoping at the very least it would entertain me.
Trailer gave me a little bit emotional.
Yes, like they did a good job putting together footage and the music and everything.
And then they ruined it.
And then it crushed it.
Yep.
It scrunched like 47 meters down. It was terrible. It had no cohesive storyline to it.
It's like they shot 3 movies, and then Michael Bay was like, stitch these all together.
Piece it together. This is fine.
And don't let any one plot stay on the screen for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Try and keep it to 10, I'll give you 15.
If it goes longer than that, gotta upset it with an explosion. Gotta have those sparks, baby. Boom, boom, boom. Like, the budget on Michael Bay movies must be insane compared to what they bring back. Like,
well, I mean, it's that Chinese box office, Haley.
Do all they care about explosions?
I
don't know. How well did it do in China?
Pretty sure it did well. Transformers movies apparently do well overseas.
Huh. Okay.
Because you don't really have to speak English to understand what's going on.
You just need to see the cars transforming and you know the good guys and the bad guys' explosions. I see what you're saying, Michelle.
Possibly. I don't know.
But I feel like they got all their emotion in the first 20 minutes of this movie.
And then it was just like jokey jokes.
Seriously.
For the rest of it.
That weird little English transformer butler man who was sort of a dick to everyone.
Pretty much.
I was like, why? This is, like, he's not even a cool character, sort of a dick cool character that you want to root for. I was like, can he just be not in the scenes anymore? Oh.
It was just dumb. And then, like, they had to add some bullshit about Merlin and finding
and the round table. Merlin was ridiculous. Like, if they actually took that seriously for 5 seconds, it might have been a decent plot.
Yeah. But no, Merlin was a drunk, apparently.
A drunk and just a douchebag.
And apparently the Autobots took pity on him.
I guess, and gave him the most powerful weapon in the known, like, universe for Transformers. Why?
A three-headed dragon.
I mean, that part was boss as shit.
Yeah, obviously.
That was cool.
Three-headed robot dragon is always boss.
Like, especially when there's robots that just turn into this three-headed robot dragon. That's pretty cool.
And, like, Optimus Prime's whole deal was dumb.
Okay, so they set up this entire trailer like Optimus is going to be evil and they're going to be fighting him like the entire movie. He does not get to Earth again until freaking,
like, the last
three-fourths of the way through. Yes. And all of a sudden, he's literally evil for, I want to say, 15 minutes?
He fights Bumblebee, and then somehow Bumblebee talks.
Somehow.
And he's like, it's good to hear your voice again, my friend.
I know. And I'm like, really? Really? Is this some weird, like, magical friendship thing? Like, Optimus, I love you. Your voice has brought me back to life. Like, what?
It was so dumb.
It's so weird. Oh, it was just... And the ending battle wasn't good at all.
Surprisingly, Mark Wahlberg was not the worst part of this movie.
Yes!
Wahlberg was okay.
I do enjoy Mark Wahlberg a lot. I feel like we've seen a lot of Mark Wahlberg movies in the past year.
He's in a lot of movies.
He is, but every time I see him, I feel like I just enjoy him a little bit more. This one knocked down a little bit less.
Also, it completely blew off our theory that the fifth one in a franchise gets better.
Look, we had such high hopes. We were like, no, our theory's solid. Look at the new Transformers trailer.
Okay, like, so we have another thing we've explained.
I don't think we've talked about this at all, no.
Our theory was that the first one, in a movie franchise series, the first one was good.
Yep.
Second one?
No.
Toss up.
No, third one's toss up. First one's good.
Star Wars one fit. I think it was second one toss up. Third one not so good.
No.
Fourth one horrible.
Yes.
And then
fifth
one's
good.
Brings it
is
back
the
again.
Redeeming factor.
Yes.
Yeah. And it just it works with Fast and Furious.
Yes.
We wanted it to work for freaking Transformers.
But it
didn't. We were so disappointed. Star Wars it worked, right?
I think so too.
I can't even remember. We had a whole list. Which is bad. We need to make this actual list.
Depends on what order you're doing stuff.
That's
Wars
true.
In.
That's true.
And then it pretty much works for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean. First one was good. Second one toss up. Third one no. Fourth one trash. Fifth one pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work for anything else apparently.
I want to see, that's the thing. If Jaws got that fifth movie, Jaws would have been bomb as hell.
You gotta do the spiritual reboot, Haley.
It would be bomb as hell. That'll be the next good, the only other good shark movie.
It's basically the plot of the first movie,
mm-hmm.
except slightly different,
mm-hmm.
because it's a reboot sequel.
Yes.
A rubequel.
A rubequel?
And I still think my casting for that would be awesome.
I think so. I think it would be good.
It would be Bradley Cooper as Chief Brody.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt as the scientist guy. What's his name?
Is it real bad?
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
I can never... Honestly, I don't... It's my favorite movie and I don't remember like the fucking characters.
And then Liam Neeson as Clint, which would be awesome.
I want to see... Just... Being kind of rough fisherman, like on a boat, would be so good.
He can speak in his normal accent.
Yes, yes.
He doesn't have to be fucking
a weird American dad. Like,
yeah. He has a special set of skills.
And it's finding sharks.
Yep.
Them dead eyes.
Black like a dog's eyes.
It'd be so good. Oh, it'd be solid. That would be solid. I also want to see Bradley Cooper would play the fuck out of that role, too.
It'd be good.
It would be so good.
In our brains, it would be good.
Yes.
And then, in reality, everyone would be up in fucking arms.
Yes, because they'd be like, how dare you remake this? You're casting all these bits, blah, 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 blah. Be like, shut up.
Just wait till it comes out.
Just enjoy it. No, people talk trash a lot. See, look, that's the same thing with Transformers. Like... What was it? Brendan and David were like, it looks like trash. And we're like, no, it doesn't. It doesn't look like trash. It turned out to be pretty trashy.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean you have to say it's trash immediately.
Be optimistic.
A little bit. Just a little bit. Everything else in the world is so pessimistic.
Be slightly hopeful that things will be good.
Just try and enjoy it. Go in with an open mind. Try and enjoy it. If it doesn't turn out that well, oh well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Probably the best part about Transformers was the baby Dinobots.
They were so cute. Yes, Mitchell. Yes.
I don't know how that fucking happened.
I don't know either. I can't remember the fourth one. I know there was giant dinosaurs, which they obviously had.
Yes.
But where did the baby dinosaurs come from?
No one explained it.
No one did. It didn't matter because they were adorable and tiny and little dinosaurs who messed around and ate things and blew fire.
Yep.
They were so cute. Redeeming factor, yes. But then that little girl, like the little girl character or the... I don't know, she was like 15 or something. What was the point of her?
Yeah, there was no point.
There was no point, and they just dragged a freaking 15-year-old around with them. Like,
tried not to.
Oh no, she was in that alien ship. I guess she just snuck around.
Pretty
like,
much.
Who isn't watching this freaking little girl? Like, be like, okay, you're on our ship. Maybe you shouldn't be on our ship. Like, how is the.
We're about to fly to our potential deaths.
Yes!
You should probably stay here.
Right, okay, so I need to also know, the American military or whatever, what was their deal?
I don't know. There was, I said three plots, it's probably more than that. There's one with the fucking Autobots and the Decepticons.
Uh-huh.
Another with Mark Wahlberg and whatever kind of secret order.
Yep.
Another with, like, the ancient Autobots.
Yep.
And the U.S. military.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, just some other Decepticon bullshit going on.
Yeah, it made no sense. No, like, I'm pretty sure halfway through that movie, all those people in the army had no idea why they were doing what they were doing.
And then, like, half of the people who were there were, like, private contractor army.
Yes! They could have peaced out at any second, and they were like, no, we have to get this. Why? Did you ever ask yourself? Like, is anyone sitting there and being like, what does this thing do? We don't know, but we need it. It's like, are you sure?
Yeah, right.
Are you sure?
They're like, we have to get the weapon. You don't even know if it's a fucking weapon. You just right? know that there's some kind of weird robot thing.
Like, you know that all the robots want it, and that's why you want it, essentially. Like, it's the shiniest thing in the room, and you're a fucking toddler. Like...
Oh, and then there was the other plot where Unicron, or whatever the fuck it is coming to eat Earth.
Yes, which is going to be the next movie. Spoilers.
Well,
sort of, I guess.
I'm more talking about, like, the robot god lady
bringing, okay.
quote-unquote, Unicron or whatever the
but
fuck it is.
But I thought Unicron was the Earth.
I don't know.
I don't know Transformers lore enough. To know these things?
They did not follow Transformers lore,
in the cartoons
sure.
and things?
Well, in the cartoons, obviously, but the movies, I'm pretty sure.
No, they're just making...
that shit very loosely.
Yeah, the movies themselves are making everything up as they
and
go.
And they're just like, oh, yeah, toss this Transformers name in there.
Be like, this will be fine. How? What's the sexiest car we could find? Throw that in there, too. This is good. People will watch it. Explosion. Boom, done. One of my biggest pet peeves, I think, in this movie was the fact that Mark Wahlberg used that sword once. He has this crazy, magical, amazing sword, apparently, that can, like, stop a Transformer.
It was, like, a symbiote-type dealy.
Yeah.
It was the seal of the ancient
Of the
robots.
Knights, yeah, the Knight Transformers. He used that thing once.
He was, quote-unquote, the last knight.
Yes. Once he breaks out this sword.
He had to stop Optimus Prime's sword, Haley.
No!
And then he had to stop the other robots from executing Optimus Prime.
It was
Prime.
So bad. Like, I'm like, why aren't you using this boss-ass sword that you just developed powers with later on? There's still 15 minutes of this movie. You don't break it out once? Like, what are you doing? It was very disappointing.
It was reabsorbed by something.
I don't know. That's true. It never showed up again.
Wasn't it used to, like, form the dragon or something?
I don't think so, but it could have. Who knows? That movie was jumping from point A to point fucking E real fast.
It was dumb.
Oh, God. It was...
And ridiculous.
Yes.
And somehow ended up not being entertaining almost at all.
That was the issue. Like, at least with, I think, some of the... Like, the last Transformers, the first
four.
One with Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, four. It was at least, I think, entertaining.
Yeah.
It was bad still, but it was entertaining.
Wasn't the worst.
No.
I mean, it was the worst out of Transformers franchise, but...
I think so. Besides, like, the third one with the fucking Transformers balls on the pyramid.
Oh,
do
yeah.
you remember
that? Was pretty bad.
That was terrible. Like, why? Who was the poor soul whose job it was to computer animate robot balls bouncing back and forth together? That must have been the shittiest day of fucking... Not day. Probably month of work.
There's the shittier things to animate. That I think we've discussed on this podcast.
I guess, but that's pretty bad, Mitchell. That's in the top 10, I want to say.
Okay.
So, the only decent movie of the weekend was Rough Night.
Rough Night was good.
Yes. It was actually better than I was expecting it to be.
It was probably on par with what I was expecting.
No, I definitely was not expecting the whole plot with the robbers to be happening.
Yeah, definitely didn't expect
so
that.
So I was thoroughly surprised and was pleasantly pleased by that. Because I thought it was just going to be like, girls murder a stripper and then try to get rid of the body.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yes, just Weekend at Bernie's it, according to the trailers. But there was actually a thin plot.
Thin?
I guess it was more thin, but you didn't really learn about it till later. But it was good.
There was a twist.
What a twist.
Do we need to explain what it's about?
Rough Night is a bachelorette weekend in Miami with Scarlett Johansson and friends, and they get real high and accidentally order a stripper that they then murder and then try to get rid of the body, but they can't apparently get rid of the body. And then it turns out that the stripper was a robber, and then they get held at gunpoint, and then that's essentially the movie. And then they don't get held at gunpoint, and then the robbers. Yeah.
It was bad at this.
I am bad at this.
Also, spoilers.
We explained everything in all the other movies, and this is the one. Also, spoilers. I think I sort of really love, I wish the movie was about the guy's bachelor weekend, where they're just the comedians sitting around drinking wine.
Yeah.
Would have been hilarious.
Bo Burnham and...
And, what's his name? Eric Andre? Is that his name? Right? Yeah. Pretty sure. Eric Andre Show. Yeah, that's what it is.
I think so. And then it was from The Daily Show. Hasan Minhaj.
Oh, Hasan Minhaj, yes.
It's Hasan Minhaj.
But it was so... It was such a good cast of dudes for a bachelorette... bachelor party. With wine. You can tell I'm totally remembering this.
Those oaky notes.
Oh, they're so excited about the next one. Is a chilled wine. Ooh.
So dumb.
It's so good. No, I loved it. I think it was hilarious.
I'm not saying it wasn't, yes. But...
I really enjoyed that.
Bachelor party.
I think it's so good.
Ridiculous.
And
then how he has to drive down there.
Oh,
that was real good.
Diapers and 5-hour energy. He takes meth at one point, yes.
And then does like gymnastics to bring to a cop. He's not drunk.
Yes. And the cop's like, I didn't even ask you to do that.
He's like, oh my god, I just followed my body.
Oh my goodness. I think I really liked that it was all in Florida, and at the end of it, they're like, we didn't get charged with anything because of this rule. And I was like, that sounds like Florida.
Sounds
yep.
Like Florida.
They did a pretty good job of portraying Florida. Get meth at a gas station, like get off for murder if you're a bunch of like white people. It's fine, Mitchell. It's all good.
Ridiculous.
Pretty much Florida.
We can't really explain jokes from a comedy movie.
Yeah, it's very hard. But in general, it was much better. That was I feel like...
Rousing endorsement from Haley.
I know. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm distracted trying to actually remember this movie. But I know, there's a lot of typecasting, I think, that goes on with a lot of the female actresses that they grabbed up. I know, besides, obviously, Scarlett Johansson, because she's been in freaking everything, so it doesn't matter. But everyone else... Yeah, like, they're all just like, here's the comedy chicks, we're gonna throw them in, and they're all gonna have the same sort of personalities, except for, what's her name? Kate
McKinnon.
McKinnon, yes, thank you. Because she can just do whatever she wants, essentially.
Plays a crazy Kiwi.
Kiwi, Australian. She was Australian, Mitchell.
Was she?
Kiwi is offensive.
And she was doing that.
Yes.
Confused.
Yeah, she was calling her Kiwi because she said it was offensive because those are New Zealanders. And it's still offensive regardless.
I just forget which way it was.
Yes. She was from Australia.
If she was from New Zealand, she called her Australian. If she was Australian, and called her
New Zealand. No, she was Australian and called her New Zealand.
Also ended up having kind of some good emotional stuff too.
I feel like you have to in most comedy movies.
Well, yeah.
For it to be a good comedy.
Hangover didn't really.
Yeah, I guess.
They just had to find their friend.
Yeah.
It wasn't like heartfelt stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I have not seen the third one. Have you seen the third Hangover?
I don't think so.
No.
I think maybe I saw parts of it on TV.
No, well, I mean, I think that movie did it right because throughout the entire thing, they're all struggling with whatever, like, home life they have or whatever. So at the end of the movie, there's still that, like, not super overly emotional impact, but they still sort of fix some shit. It's just a humorous way. There's still that human element to it.
We gotta see what happens with all those diamonds in the sequel, Raffinate 2.
Oh, yeah. Or she's just eating that dick pasta. And then diamonds. I want to know, that was a good question. How did the guy put the diamonds in the dick pasta, Mitchell?
Well, I mean, he was like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, true. Okay, so we put the diamonds in dick pasta then. Okay, gotcha. Because
no one looks in the dick pasta.
Apparently not. If you had dick pasta, like, you're expecting people to eat the dick pasta, right?
So they got pizza instead.
They did get pizza instead.
Because they didn't have enough time to cook the dick pasta because they were too busy murdering people.
And not being high on cocaine.
I think I want to try me some of that cocaine.
And the swingers next door, the creepy couple.
Ty Burrell.
Yes.
Was it Demi Moore?
Yes, it was Demi Moore. And they're just trying to get in everyone's pants.
This thing was mostly just the one chicks.
It was, but they wanted her the most, but then everyone else was still fair game.
Well, I mean, I
whoever said yes would have been good.
I think that's how they view the world.
That's true. We have one that we want. Everyone else is still a yes, depending.
But yeah, you should see it. It was a good
comedy. It was. It's like,
can't explain jokes.
I would say,
especially because we saw it like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. 6.5 dick pastas out of 10.
6.5 dick pastas.
6.5 dick pastas out of 10. Little dicks. Little pasta dicks. Have you?
Is that out of 10?
6.5?
Or is that out of a box?
No, because that would be a bad rating. So it's 6.5 dick pastas out of 10. Not 6.5 dick pastas in a little box where it's not even a serving of pasta.
Just a little packy.
That's just a little nibbles. Pasta. That'd be so sad. Be like, what the fuck's this? Those are leftovers at that point. You don't want to be a leftovers movie. Those little bits of pasta that go through the strainer and they're stuck in your sink. That's what those are. Mitchell doesn't like my analogies.
Okay. I don't know. I can't add anything to this.
You don't experience the struggle of having little bits of, like, macaroni when you're making them shape macaroni, getting through the strainer, and you want those macaroni because there's only so much.
What kind of strainer are you using?
Depends on how wide your little thing's in the strainer. We got 3 different strainers at home, Mitchell, and I can tell you, 2 of them are good for shaped macaroni, 1 of them is not.
Why are you using the one that is
sometimes not? It's the only one that's clean, or I'm lazy, no sense. And it's the only one that I want to reach and get because it's on top, and I don't want to struggle. So I gotta sacrifice those like 5 or 6 shapes to the drain.
Shaking my head at you.
I know, but you love me.
That was the only movies we saw.
Yes, that weekend.
3 weeks ago.
The only movies we saw in one weekend.
I want to know, because I haven't really been keeping track, but AMC keeps sending me, like, quarterly emails.
For what?
Just because we're part of their membership thing. And they're like, this is how many the most people have seen movies this year. And, like, yesterday they sent one and it was, like, 133 movies.
Where are they getting these stats from? In a year? In half the year?
Yeah.
An average person?
No, not the average person.
Oh, we have seen
the biggest people.
Oh.
I don't know if it's specifically us, because
they don't
tell us that information. We would have to find
out. 100 and what movies?
33.
133. So that's essentially 4 months worth of movies almost every day.
6 months.
No. I know. But that's, like, if you go see a movie every single day,
it's
essentially 4 months, and 4.5 months, technically, of movies every single day.
I don't even think there's been that many movies in theaters.
They're probably fucking movie critics or whoever, and they go see.
Who use AMC Stubbs membership and get this sweet, I guess, sweet.
Or they're people who are going to see the same movies over and over again.
That would be dumb.
People do it, Mitchell. Again, I saw Batman 5, 6 you know how they're times calculating in theaters. Us? How are they calculating us?
Yes.
What do you mean? How? So
we need to know.
Oh, so we can be like, we should be at top of that list?
Yeah.
Be like, you guys got it wrong. Have you seen us? Boom.
So I think we maybe missed 5 handful of movies this year.
We missed the bad ones.
The what?
The bad ones.
Oh, you mean the bad movies?
Yes.
This was a movie called The Bad Ones.
No. We did miss the bad ones, Mitchell. It was a really good movie, and we missed it. No. Or, like, indie movies that we can't get around to watching because there's only two showings, and they're in the mornings on Tuesday when normal people are freaking working. I'm just saying, those are terrible movie times. If your movie is, like, it's going to be at 2 p.m. on Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday or something weird, and then at freaking 11 o'clock at night every other night,
at
like...
At a theater that's, like... an hour and a half away from us.
Yes! Like, what are you doing? We can't obviously go see that. Sorry, bro.
What's it called? The movie with Aubrey Plaza and... I can't remember. Allison Brie. That's her name. And I think it's... Kate Micucci. Where they play the nuns.
We missed that!
I don't think we missed it.
I think we missed it.
Well, it was out this weekend. And it was... I checked and it was only playing at like... like I said, a theater, like,
what
an hour
the
and
fuck?
A half or whatever
no,
it is away.
No, that movie was going to be so good. Not that we're not going to see it. We just can't see it in theaters.
Yep.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
A little bit. Maybe we'll get lucky and that was just, like, a small release.
And they'll come back around.
And they'll wide release it.
Man, hopefully.
Show it at the FAU. Because
that would have been hilarious in theaters.
Yeah, that looked real good. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
And this weekend, we got Valerian.
Yeah, we have to see Planet of the Apes, which is going to be fucking long as shit.
two hours and 22 minutes.
2 hours, which isn't the longest movie, but just trying to squeeze that into a day. This is so much time. Valerian, what else comes out this weekend?
Girls Trip.
Oh, yeah.
You could see that on Tuesday next week.
Okay. Mom had a free ticket to that tonight. She told me, she was like, do you want to go see this? And I'm like, alone?
What time was it?
I was at like 7:30 or something. And I was like, no, I'm good. Going up.
That would have been a real jerk move.
Bye, Mitchell. I'm seeing a movie by myself for a premiere. Click. Like, what? That would be an asshole thing to do.
Jerk.
And I don't think I would enjoy... if you're just sitting in the theater alone, like, okay, guys.
Like a full theater because it's the...
yeah.
Thing.
So I'm just
sitting there.
Like... whatever. I don't even get to eat popcorn. Like, it's not even our cheat day. I'm gonna be like, okay, I guess. No, that'd be terrible. I don't even know what theater was at.
I don't know.